Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Mack sitting in 3-6. CCO audience held captive day 2. The to tip or not to tip? You know, this question comes up a lot. and it's an interesting question because it involves everybody, right? You're always looking at whether or not you should. And so when we sit in our production meetings or pre-production meetings, like this morning at 8 a.m., we had our first meeting for this show. And then we kind of, that's where the clay starts to get molded. And we start talking about how do you reach the most people? I just talked to Dan Cook about being in the church industry. How do you reach the most people? And a radio station is no different. And you say, well, you got to come up with the greatest common denominator. What are the things that everybody relates to that they listen to? Well, to tip or not to tip and how much to tip is always in play. Okay. And now we have a pandemic twist to it. Now we've got a little twist and turn and I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. And what should I tip if they, because I've been ordering online and they've been doing DoorDash and how do I do this and that? And what I really hate, I've come to really hate, is when you put your credit card in that machine and then it starts you at 15% for a tip. I'm not on that, guys. It's to 15, 20, 25, which makes you feel guilty at 15 because that's the lowest one. And I thought 15 was a little bit high because I haven't really got any service. I just walked through the line and you made my sandwich and I took it and then I put my card in there and all of a sudden there's 15, 20, 25%. And I'm going, well, I'm thinking this probably, maybe a tip's in order, but maybe a dollar. I mean, you're just rifling people through the line. You're really not doing anything. And so there's an article in Forbes that says people are tipping less. They're tipping less right now coming out of the pandemic for various reasons. I'll give you mine, and then you can give me yours. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Call or text us anytime. 651-461-9226. Have you changed in your theory about tipping? I have. Because during the pandemic to now, I have always so appreciated that people were working. Because I came to realize how many people are not working. And I really appreciated it during the pandemic when I realized that some people were just staying at home because they could get a check. Now, I get that. Some people might say that's sound business, and they were saving us from spreading COVID. Okay. But I also commended those that would go to work instead of taking that option. And so I would generously tip all of those people because I wanted to encourage them and let them know that I recognized what it was that they were doing in a small way for our country, but also that I knew that a lot of other people wouldn't do what they did. And I wanted to let them know that that was appreciated. I really did. And I really do still, because I see these people working and you can say they're in harm's way given the way this virus has moved and be reinvigorated and then boom, 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 boom. But I give them credit for working and working in people professions. Now, here's where I had a problem. most of my tipping would involve the coffee shops because I'm a big coffee drinker. And I might stop in a given day. I might hit 2, 3, 4 coffee shops, depending on what my schedule is, where I'm running around, and blah, 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 blah. Here's where I have a problem. And I'm talking to you, Starbucks, and I'm talking to you, Caribou, and I'm talking to you, Dunn Brothers. I'm talking to all of you. You started to use that claim about how now it's more expensive for coffee. Okay, so you threw that at us. And the supply chain and this and that, and it's more expensive to get coffee. The old fuel cost argument, right? Which may or may not be true. I don't know. I don't know how coffee prices move, all those things. But now, if you buy, say, a medium coffee, depending on where you are, if you're in Minneapolis, you get taxed more. And let's say it's $3.80, which it's risen to for a medium or a large coffee, depending on what you get. I can't tip 20 cents, so I got to tip the whole $1.20. Well, now it's $5 for a cup of coffee, and that's outrageous. And yet I want to support the people that are working there because, doggone it, they came into work. They didn't try to mail this thing in. They're actually working. And many times they're short-staffed because of what we're going through right now. So I want to tip them. But what angers me is that you are taking more and putting it into profits than you are worried about your workers. Because if you're really worried about your workers, you'd keep the price down a little bit and allow us to tip more. That's what you'd do. You'd allow us to tip more. Because it's not reasonable to pay $5 for a cup of coffee, and yet that's what you're forcing the decision to be. And you're guilting us into that, and I don't appreciate that at all. You need to bring the prices down, and you need to take less profits because you got fewer people working on staff. You're paying fewer people, first of all. And it bothers me because it looks like you guys are all in cahoots on this thing. And those of us that partake a lot in your coffee feel somewhat guilty because we feel like you should be paying the help more, not relying on us to give tips and buy a $5 cup of coffee. So you're reducing my motivation and my incentive to give tips to the people that deserve it the most because I'm angry with you because you're charging me too much for a cup of coffee and I don't want to take it out on the workers. And yet, I don't know how else to send my message. 651-461-9226.
Maxie, I think I'm like a lot of people that I tip because it's the social norm. I live in the U.S. and where it's a tipping culture and when it's expected, I tip. I wish I lived somewhere, or I shouldn't say that. I wish we were more like Europe in that you don't tip in places in Europe. You go and that's the bill and you pay it. And that bill is enough to pay everything that's included in the cup of coffee or the dinner or whatever. However, I don't. I live in America, and we tip, so I do. Now, that being said, what I don't like is I know some places where young adults can go work 20, 25 hours a week tending bar at a restaurant in the suburbs or serving tables, and I know people that have a degree in teaching, but they don't go teach because they can make more in 22 hours a week tending bar and then sitting at the bar until 2 a.m. afterwards.
Yeah.
And then going home, play video games
and
or whatever.
Of course,
why would you go get a teaching degree if you can do that?
They're reporting all the cash tips as well.
Of course.
I just got a great tip, a great text from Pete Najarian on my personal line. Pete and I do the show on Sundays. And I love talking to him about business. And he makes a great point that I can't agree with more. He says, you're 100% correct on coffee. And let me ask you this. When the price of coffee goes down, have you ever seen the price we pay for coffee go down? That's an excellent point by Pete Najarian. Do you think that when they figure out a way to get this supply chain thing figured out, they're going to say, oh, you guys have been such great patrons, we'll just reduce the price? I don't think so. So how do you tip? 651-461-9226. Mike Max sitting in on WCCO. I want to add one more thing about tipping, though. In general, last night, for example, my wife and I went out for dinner, and the waitress was delightful. And I saw her as somebody, I didn't ask her, but she seemed like someone that's probably trying to pay for her own college. That's just the way it came across to me, because she was doing everything she could to serve. Then I'll give more. Because I think, you know, if I give $3 more, $5 more, I'm never going to remember that, right? But she'll be enthused by it. She'll go, if I do good service, I earn some more money. And I wanted to do that because she did. And I also will hold back if somebody, you know, if they don't, especially if you sit down for a while and nobody comes to at least give you a glass of water. That's the one that gets me the most. It's like, oh, no, you're not in anybody's zone, you know. I always use that same line. I go, God, I thought I was the invisible man. Try that sometime. But the question is, have you changed the way that you tip? Because apparently nationally people are tipping less coming out of COVID. But initially they were tipping more because maybe for same reasons I said, we felt sorry for the people that were working and the workers and they're in their masks and they're going all day, especially these coffee shops, like I said, where you get like six or seven people behind the counter and they're working as a team and it can't be easy. And you're running the risk of COVID no matter what. And they're doing it, man. That Starbucks and Chan Hassan, they're just like a machine out there. Let's go to, is it John on line one?
Yep.
John, yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was going to, I find myself tipping actually a little bit more post-COVID, just from the standpoint of, I'm in transportation and I've got two good friends that are in the restaurant bar business, and it is just a bear to try to get good quality help. So I find myself tipping a little more, but then on the other side of the coin from the business part of it, I know one of my friends, they charge the convenience fee if you're using a credit card or debit card, which is 3.79%. And in his world, that saves him $1,500 to $1,800 a month, to pass that on to the consumer. But when I tip, if I'm using my credit or debit card, I'm always paying cash for my tip for the simple reason the waitress, the person that's taking care of me, they're getting cash. They don't have to.
Yes.
They don't have to claim that.
Yes.
And that, and then the convenience fee comes off of that too on the tip.
Yep. Absolutely. I try to do that too. I try to tip the. I'll pay the bill with the credit card and then tip with cash, so I know it's going right into their pockets. And they don't. The other thing they don't have to do is sit and figure it out at the end of the night. I mean, I hate doing stuff like that.
Right.
Just take the cash, put it in your pocket, and go home. You know.
And
Dark Star always said, it's an honor system if you report that or not. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Chris in Eden Prairie on line two. Chris, you're on.
Well, hi, guys. I'm just a lowly working class blue collar guy. And my take on that is if you're buying coffee at Caribou or Starbucks, you're just paying too much money. You get a Holiday and for like $5 or $6. You can get a cup of coffee every day for the month. You know?
Yeah, well, so you sure can if you want to call that coffee.
Well, I was in the military, so it's pretty good in comparison to that.
But
so,
you know what? It's not that much cheaper. It's not. I mean, and honestly, here's the problem that happens there. Now, you're speaking to a coffee. I don't have a lot of expertise, okay, in life, but one of them is coffee. And I'm not a coffee snob. I like a hot cup of coffee that's fresh. That's all I ask. But what happens in general, now they've changed a little bit because there's new technology where people have these, you make it yourself, kind of self-serve, but you actually make it yourself. But at some of these stations, Holiday being one of them, Speedway, Super America, the worst. Now they fixed this with this new machine. You didn't know if they were checking the pots or not. Same with Quick Trip. I was at Quick Trip yesterday. And I sampled that first, you know, it was in the afternoon. And you got to really be careful in the afternoon. And I put about a fourth a cup in, and I go, that's pitch black. I mean, yuck, you know. So you do have to take that in consideration. And this isn't being a coffee snob, but a lot of people do not change the coffee often enough. Whereas at Starbucks and Caribou, in general, they're on top of it. So understand your point, but there is a difference. Let's go to Kathleen on line three. Kathleen, you're on. Mike Max sitting in on. I'm sorry, it's Trish on line three.
Oh, hi.
Are you there, Trish?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trish.
Okay. I think in the olden days, you were tipping on the service. You were tipping on the service. You know, at a coffee at a convenience counter or something, you'd sit down at the lunch counter and you pay for the service. Nowadays, you think you're paying for the service, but you're actually paying on the tab the price of the bill. So you can go into a sports bar, you know, where the atmosphere, you don't have linen tablecloths and napkins and things and fancy stuff, and you have a $34 steak and your bill's $80 or $90 for four people. And your service is just like it would be if you went into a TGI Fridays or something, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And you're paying the percentage, right?
Exactly. So you're really not.
The waiter or waitress isn't any better than you get at Applebee's. Only the filet mignon costs more.
Exactly. So you're not really tipping on the service. So are you shorting the waitress or waiter? I don't know. I tend to tip more on a takeout order, you know, because the person either brings it to your car or, you know, you don't have to pay for the ambiance of the restaurant. I'll tip even more just for them being showing up and doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a racket, I think, if you look at it at some point.
All I want is the workers to get the money. You know what I'm saying? They showed
right,
up.
Right.
They're working through the pandemic. They're wearing masks. They're doing all these things. I want them to get the spiff. And I don't want to see, like Pete Najarian sent me that text, and I couldn't agree with him more. Do you think now that they've established the price of coffee at you know, they've upped it by 20% or whatever it is, do you think once they have access to coffee like they used to, I think they're going to bring it back down? I don't.
Oh, God, no.
No.
You remember years and years ago, there was a big coffee bean shortage because of the weather or something.
Yeah, something they told us, yeah.
It never went down.
Never went down.
Ever.
No, so they're going to and they're going to take us again, you know?
You betcha.
All right, thanks for your call, Trish.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.